Oh my god!
Yo ho ho!
It's good to see you!
Oorah. Hello, fellow moviegoers. I'm Joey Erdo. Welcome to the Popcorn Journal.
There is a prophecy that two sons of Adam and two daughters of Eve will appear to defeat the White Witch and put an end to this 100-year winter.
The fact that the animals in the Chronicles of Narnia, the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe look cute does not qualify them as looking real. Similarly, the fact that the animals look phony does not qualify the film itself as a poor movie. Rather, what qualifies it as a poor movie is the ritualistic crucifixion, the tremendous lack of magic and whimsy, and the explosive finale featuring all of the faux creatures in an all-out battle. The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is based on the novel of the same name by C.S. Lewis. It tells the story of four children that stumble upon a secret door to a mystical land called Narnia. One of the kids, Edmund, meets a woman that claims herself to be the Queen of Narnia, but is in fact the White Witch, played by Tilda Swinton. Edmund is seduced away from his siblings by the White Witch. Meanwhile, Peter, Susan, and Lucy learn from a beaver couple that they are destined to be royalty of Narnia. They set out in search of Edmund, and the White Witch orders her minions, in the form of wolves, to retrieve the other three kids. Of course, at some point, Aslan the Lion shows up, and all this leads to a large-scale war.
Aslan, we need your help.
I know, but understand, the future of Narnia rests on your courage.
The first hour of the Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is quietly entertaining. The introduction of the secret land is subtle, with Lucy accidentally stumbling into Mr. Tumnus, the fawn. This is fascinating and fun for audiences of all ages. However, the second hour launches characters in the form of animals that talk. The animals look to be stuck somewhere in between the realistic and the cartoonish, an uneasy balance that I am not too comfortable with. This section of the flick leads us to some mildly thrilling adventures and then a crucifixion. Yes, a crucifixion. Without divulging too much information, I can only say that the scene was extremely difficult for me to get through, so I can only imagine how upset children would be.
If it's a war Aslan wants, it's a war he shall get.
The fact that the movie does not have the enchantment that similar movies like Harry Potter and The Lord of the Rings have only makes matters worse. The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe tries its hand at the fantastic, but aside from the land being undisclosed and the animals being human-like, magic is not a top priority. The finale, a ridiculous battle between the good guys and the bad guys, is worst of all, though. It took me out of the picture completely, and anyone other than kids is likely to find it at least a little bit tacky. To be fair, I am being a tad ruthless with my critique of The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, due to its unexplainable success at the box office. My dislike for this flick goes beyond just not understanding what people see in it. I also believe that it is actually inappropriate for children and too inane for everyone else. I give The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe 2 kernels. It is rated PG. Thank you for listening to this edition of The Popcorn Journal.